For six generations, the Jones family has been providing high-quality meats. And now, we're providing treats for the best member of your family, man's best friend, aka the goodest boys and girls. Jones Natural Chews makes bones and treats that are sure to be savored by your dog, and are made from the best natural ingredients available. Our flavorful chews are made from natural animal parts, and will have your puppy drooling with happiness. From treats like sticks and chews, to savory bones and patties, we've got you covered for finding the perfect reward for that special pup in your life. Jones Natural Chews come in all sizes, so make sure to choose the right treat for your pup. And remember, it's important to be supervising your pup when they're enjoying their treats to keep your puppy safe. Jones Natural Chews, available at a pet store near you. Or visit jonesnaturalchews.com to get started with our store locator tool. That's Jones Natural Chews, available at a pet store near you.
Peace, peace, everybody. This is your girl, Sequoia Blue, back in here with another episode. And we are going to talk about dating today in that murky water, because that's a murky situation. So we got a special guest in here today. We got Lopez. He's a dating coach, and he's going to give us some tips, what we need to do to make ourselves more attractive in this pool that we in with all these dating gaps. So thanks, Lopez, for coming on today.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes. And let's get right into it. So what made you want to get into to coaching for people that are looking for a mate?
Oh man, what happened is when I was younger, I was having so much problems, and I went in the Navy and I started traveling around the world, and I didn't really have anybody to talk to about some of the problems I was having. So I needed somebody there to talk to, but you know, I was like 7,000 miles away in Japan. So, you know, I just looked back on my experiences, and I actually started a YouTube channel after I got out the Navy, and I used to travel around. I still continue to travel around the world, and it started from me having fun recording videos, and it kind of morphed into people started asking for advice, and that's how it pretty much took off. You know, I never wanted to be I never wanted to give dating advice. A lot of people are surprised when I say that, but no, it just kind of people just chose me, basically, you know. And I you know, I didn't want to leave people hanging, so you know, this is how it all started for me, just having fun, living my life, having a good time. And I want to be that guy that I needed back in the day when I was going through my trials and tribulations, when I didn't have nobody to talk to. So that's pretty much that's where you know, that made me want to be somebody for somebody else, you know.
I love that, man. And do you feel like it's harder for women today or harder for men?
Ooh, man, that's a good question. I would say it's harder for women because women have more options today, you know, more than ever before. But at the same time, it's kind of easier, you know, because if you're the right type of woman, you know, maybe it could be a little easier, you know. But if you're, you know, a lot of women are, I guess you can kind of say, insecure. But let's say you have a woman that knows who she is, she knows what she wants out of life and everything. It could be easier for that woman. But if the opposite is true, it might be more difficult, you know, because, you know, but at the same time, you know, guys have it, some guys have it easier as well. So I think it just really depends on the man and the woman in most cases.
Yeah, I think it depends on what they want. I do think, well, from what I see both sides. So I see what the women are going through, and they tell me their stories, because right now I'm just not in a dating pool. Somebody got to come to me to find me, because I'm just not online. But for women that are online and really aggressively trying to find a mate and have kids and all this, they're telling me that a lot of guys don't have their life together, you know, and they're talking to these guys and they the guys seem like they're lost. Like, I've heard stories of men saying, oh, well, come, let's go meet in a parking lot. You bring your lunch, I bring my lunch. And the lady's like, well, hey, I would have just taken a free cup of coffee from Starbucks. Why do we have to go sit in the car together? I don't know you, you know? So just certain stories I'm hearing. And I'm just like, okay. Now, from the men's side, you know, it's a different, I hear some stuff too, but it's not, the women seem to have a harder time trying to find a date. They say they get on these apps and the guys are just saying what you're doing all day. So they say, good morning. And then what you doing? And then no one's making any effort. And then you tell the guy, oh, let's go meet at the bar or let's go meet somewhere. Cause we're not all women. Now there's some women that are trying to be overly expensive. Okay. Yeah. Let's not go to Ruth Chris on the first date all the time. You know what I mean? But if like initial meeting, it's okay to meet at Starbucks and stuff. Yeah. What I'm noticing is that guys don't even want to go meet at Starbucks. They're like, nah, can you come to my house? Like they'd be like, can you come to my house? They'd ask the woman to come to your house. And they're like, well, I don't know. We don't know if the guy's a serial killer. We don't know if he got homies in the crib trying to get us. You know, we don't know anything. So we're like, well, why would I come to your house? So, because when I was in my 20s, I used to have guys tell me that or try to tell me, you know, different things. But I think women now are just like, well, dang, can I meet someone that at least wants to go meet me at the Starbucks or do something instead of me going to their house and, you know, so it's just those things that are going on. When you got the red pill or the blue pill community, whatever they're called, and they're just like, oh, I need a traditional woman. She needs to be 20 years old and of size 4. I don't know. Like, what do you think about that community? I just think that's hilarious.
Well, the red pill, blue pill?
Yeah.
I just think there's a lot of people that just want to find a way to put people in categories so they can justify why things are the way it's been for them personally. But at the end of the day, dating comes down to who you are as a person. Who you are as a person, what you stand for, what you want, and where you live too. Where you live is very important because the environment plays a huge part in the dating pool. And it depends on where the person is in their life. You know, maybe they're in a bad financial situation. Maybe they're living from paycheck to paycheck. And a lot of that stuff affects people in their day-to-day life. You know, if someone's coming, if you're meeting someone and they're not in a good space mentally, you know, they're in a lack, they have a lack mentality. So they're not really in a position to be dating anyway. You're not going to really meet the person. You're not going to know what this person is or who they are. And they're not going to be at their full potential. You know, if you meet someone that's just trying to make it and they've been struggling for a long time, or you might meet someone that, you know, they came from the struggle. And, you know, and they never found their way out of the struggle. You know, they still in it. You know,
man,
that person is you're not going to meet the person that you truly would have met if they were in a good space or in a good place in life. So a lot of this stuff plays a part into people's social life. You know, where they at in their life? Are they in a good space? Are they struggling? Or maybe they don't have no job, you know? This is why some people will date and they know they shouldn't be dating because they don't have enough money coming in, or they don't have no money coming in. or they might not have enough money coming in. So this is why a lot of guys will say, hey, meet me in the parking lot or something like that. Or if you ask them, hey, we should meet at the bar and watch football on Sunday, they'll be like, I can't go. I got something else to do, whatever. You know, so sometimes I always say it's good to get your life in order first before you get out here and try to meet people. Otherwise, you know, it's more than likely it's just not going to end well.
Yeah, and I say that to women too. Now, women shouldn't be out here struggling either, you know, harassing the guy neither. Now, when you get into a eventual relationship and you're actually committed to that person, then you can kind of talk about those things. But in the beginning, women shouldn't be like, oh, yeah, you know, you need to pay my car note today. I'm like, man, that's stupid. So I don't agree with those type of women. Like, they don't need to be on Coffee Meets Bagel, all these other sites and saying that, you know. And I just think that also men, I noticed that you were talking about men dating over 35. And someone told me this a while back. They was like, yeah, you need to date a guy over 35. And at the time I was 28. And he was like, yeah, you need to date a guy over 35. They're more mature. They're more kind of set in their ways. I mean, even over 35, you got some papa players out here still popping that collar. But it definitely seems like I've noticed just men over 40 for like, I've noticed men over 40 seems to be more like, okay, they more blunt. They're going to tell you like it is. They want a relationship, they're going to tell you. They want to just have fun, they're going to tell you. It's a little, in my situation, now some women might get different, but I've seen that too. So I do agree that men should date over 35. What's your opinion on that?
Now, you know, sometimes being set in your ways as a guy, sometimes that's a good thing, you know, because, you know, the older most guys get, the more stable we are, the more our income, it rises for most of us. We tend to, you know, we don't really play a lot of games that we did when we were in the 20s. And sometimes as far as women dating older guys, I don't see anything wrong with it, you know, because, you know, the older guy is going to be much more mature, much more stable. The older guy can actually teach the younger woman something because, you know, the younger guys just don't know. And it's not wrong with that. It just, you know, the older you get, the more you life experience you tend to get. You know, a lot of guys travel, you know, and they see the world differently and they experience the world differently. So that's cool. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that's a beautiful thing. Yeah. If I had a daughter and she were in the late 20s and she told me, hey, I'm dating this guy that's 37, I'd be like, oh, that's great, you know.
Hey. Yeah, I don't think that's bad. Actually, 37 is light. I mean, I remember when I was like 24, 25, I met a guy, he was like 45. And I was like, man, this guy's so cool. But I could not date him because I felt like, oh, that could be my daddy. You know, because my daddy was literally around that age at that time. And I was like, bringing home my daddy. But then I look back and I'm like, dang, it's hard to find someone that you can connect with because it's not just about love, right? Like I can love somebody, but then what about compatibility? If I can't be myself with you, and I can't just go with you just because you're nice and you may look good on paper, but what if our compatibility's off? And so that's another thing that I've noticed too, is that sometimes people get with people because they're nice and they look good on paper, but then they ain't got nothing in common. And then you wonder why somebody steps out or does whatever, because they ain't never understand you. They just thought you was cute.
Yeah. Getting with someone just because of how you felt, that usually doesn't last that long. Mm-hmm. You know, they might stay together. They might live together for a long time, maybe forever, but it won't be any connection there. You know, I think having some type of connection or, you know, having chemistry is very important, you know, regardless of how the age difference, or even if you're the same age, I think having some type of emotional connection is very important.
Yeah, I totally agree, because then it's like, because if I'm emotionally intelligent and I can decipher when I messed up, right, I can tell you, oh, I messed up right there, that wasn't cool. But if he's not emotionally intelligent enough to tell me when he messes up, then we're in a mix. We're not going to work, because we both got to be able to communicate. So I think that's important for women and men to look at when they are dating, because that can make or break the whole situation. Mm. So yeah. And another thing is, what do you think about dating apps? Like, do you think that, because I noticed that some people are like, dating apps are just not for me. And they go, some people that have money, they might can go to get a specialist, like maybe someone like you that might say, let me go find you a mate. Let me go match you with someone. But if somebody's just a regular schmegler, don't got $20,000 to pay, do you think you still think dating apps are are good?
I think, and I've said this for long, and I've been using dating apps and websites forever. I think using websites online is a very difficult, hard way to meet people, in my opinion. Even though I'm good at it, I'm good at using it. I think that's the hard way of meeting people. I think the best way, or like at least some of the best ways, is being introduced to somebody that you know, like and trust, or maybe you met the person, you know, on your own. You know, I think meeting in person is probably the easiest way and the best way. But I'm not against people using websites, but it's very difficult. And as far as using matchmakers or some type of services or whatever, I think it's cool. I think sometimes it's needed, especially if you're trying to meet women overseas or something like that, because a lot of times these services, you know, they do the background check and, you know, and everything on these women or whatever, so they make sure the woman that you're dating is legit. So I think sometimes being a matchmaker or using these dating services, it can be helpful, you know. But 20 years ago, I would have said something very negative, you know. But today, I think it could be useful for some guys, you know.
Yeah, because I keep hearing men saying that, oh, I'm not going to approach a woman because I don't like being let down, or I don't want to be turned down. So you might, you know, I've noticed I've been out and the guy's eyeing me, but he's not coming up, you know, to me. And it may be because he's just in a relationship, or maybe he just thinks I'm going to just be like, bye, you know. And a lot of women are saying they're dealing with the same thing. And I'm like, well, the, you know, men, I think that they're more, I think men are more insecure than the women at times when it comes to dating. Like, they're more of a baby.
Yeah, I think both men and women are afraid of rejection. It's kind of like when people won't do anything because they're afraid of failing. So it's the same thing, same idea when it comes to approaching people. Women don't like being rejected, and men don't like being rejected. And so they'll just stand there and just look at each other, or sit there and just look at each other and just imagine what would have been like after they leave. But you can't live life like, well, at least you shouldn't live life like that anyway, you know, because what's the worst thing that could happen? They could say no. And if they say no, okay, you don't know her and you don't know him. And y'all will leave, and, you know, nice talking to you, and you're going to move on with your life. And she's going to move on with her life.
And I'm thinking that, too, because at the end of the day, that person just wasn't for you. And that's okay. Yeah. Doesn't mean you're ugly. Doesn't mean anything, because looks are subjective as I don't know what. Like, I mean, I would say somebody's really good looking this way, and another person say no, you know, this person's not. Right. I'm like, oh, well, I don't know. So it's so subjective. So I'd be feeling like, don't feel like, oh, I'm ugly because Jody don't like you. That's just not the case. So I agree with that.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders, from ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then, Why men should take what women say with a grain of salt? What's that mean?
Oh, because one day a woman might say one thing, and next week she might say something else, and 6 months from now she might completely change her mind. And then you have some women, you know, they have different relationships with different guys. She might feel one way about him, and she might feel one way about the other guy. So that's why I say guys should take what women say with a grain of salt, because it just depends on what type of guy she's dealing with at the end of the day, because they don't deal with every guy the same. You know, if she's into that guy, she's gonna be completely different versus being with the guy that she ain't really feeling. So it really depends. I've learned through trial and error that it just depends on the relationship you have with that woman. That's what it really boils down to. And I've met women all over the world. So it just depends on the relationship you have with the woman. Now, some guys will say, well, how do I know if she'll do this or do that? I say, hey, it depends on the relationship you have with the woman. Mm-hmm. You know, how does she see you? I mean, does she open up to you about anything? If you ask a question, how does she respond? Does she hold back? You know, and go on and on. It just depends on the relationship you have. If her level of attraction is higher than yours towards her, well, she'll probably do almost anything. She'll be open to it at least.
That's true. You know, and that's true for both ways, you know, because, you know, it's like, I was like that in my 20s. I think, you know, I was like older, I got a little bit more blunt, like, hey, I just don't see it. But I was kind of like that, like, I'll just try to see if somebody would grow on me. And I was like, oh, maybe he'll grow on me. They never grew on me. So now I'm like, hey, you know what? I just don't see it. You know, I just keep it a buck because I don't want to force myself into something and then not be happy. And I think that's important for men and women, too. Don't settle. Don't force it. Just be honest. And if you don't want to be honest, because everybody can't be honest, just, I guess you're going to ghost. But, you know, I just think it's best to tell them, hey, let them know it's not nothing wrong with you. It's just, I don't feel a connection. And that's what I had to do in the past. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, what did you think about, you know, I have to bring this up. My man, Kevin Samuels, rest in peace, and Andrew Tate. And they sat here and they got rid of Andrew. I don't know what happened. I think they blocked him off social media or something like that. And I just started finding out about him really because I would just stop paying attention to that stuff. But I'm always curious. I'm like a researcher, so I have to know. Like, I like to know what's going on. But I think Andrew Tate said some very motivational things, and on the other hand, he was saying some very, very degrading things. So, what are your thoughts on those two gentlemen?
Well, you know, I just found out about him like a month ago. Now I only saw like the interview with him and the guy from Fox News that he interviewed him, Andrew, and was like, hey, why do you think you got all your accounts terminated and everything? And basically, from what I've just listened to him, basically he was just basically telling guys how to be a man. That's basically it. Let me tell you what happens a lot online. They'll take little clips of what he said in a video and edit it and make it seem like he just said something negative. So they take little videos and try to manipulate the content in the video and try to make it look bad. That sounds like what.
Yeah, I mean, people like the shock value. It's like what gets them. And we don't know if he's just saying this for shock value, because sometimes people just say things. But I know, because he was saying that I'll date a 25-year-old because she hasn't had a lot of men in her. And also she's going to listen to me more and all this and that. And I just thought that, well, you know, you shouldn't date someone because of that. And you want to date someone younger because you just want to, or maybe you're more attracted. That's your opinion. But, you know, you don't want to say, oh, she ain't had much men in her and all. I mean, what? You know, somebody 25 or 23, because now with social media, you can have a whole bunch of going on back. Because when I was growing up, like, social media was there because I'm millennial, but it wasn't like there. I was still, I met people just, you know, out there in school or wherever I was doing. I never really went to online for dating advice or nothing, but now it's like it's so many opportunities for young girls to start younger now. So you really can't say, oh, at 21, she's not have been through anything. Well, she got more access than we did back in our time now. So you really don't know. You really don't know what, you know, and everybody's not going to tell you. But I just thought, I still like some of his motivational stuff. I like Kevin Samuels' motivational stuff. Some of the stuff he said, men, have your stuff together before you date. He definitely was really kind of coaching men and stuff. And I remember one guy was telling me that, you know, Kevin Samuels was his mentor. He said he didn't have a father figure, and he learned a lot about how to level up and be a man. He said he, you know, and I thought that was great. That's the side I liked about it. So yeah, I mean, that's why I said it, social media, and just like you said, people gravitated to you because you were giving great advice and stuff, and they're like, yo, let me contact Lopez and get some help here, because people are looking for somebody to get some information on how they can improve their dating life. So I think that's good. That's good that we're going into that. And yeah. The first step to become your best self and become the man you were born to be. Like, what can a man do to become the best man he can be so he can have a fulfilled relationship? Like, not dependent on a woman, not about money, but just mentally. Maybe therapy, you know?
Yeah, I think the first thing every man has to do is be sold on yourself, on who you are as a man. Because if you believe in yourself, you can have the best relationship with yourself. And when it comes to dating women, you know, you won't be insecure like a lot of guys. Yeah, because a lot of guys, you know, when they look in the mirror, they don't, you know, they don't like what they see when they look in the mirror. You know, they're maybe their financial situation is kind of shaky. Maybe, you know, they don't like how they dress, you know. Maybe they had a lot of rejection, you know, in the past, and that bothers them. Or maybe they had problems growing up. Maybe they didn't have the best relationship with their mom or their dad. Or maybe they were neglected in some type of way. So a lot of people have to get past their upbringing first. And then you have to basically start to reprogram yourself. And you have to believe in yourself. And you have to be so sold on yourself where no one can shake you, or anything that happened to you on a daily basis, it won't bother you as much. You know, that's where a lot of insecurities come from, bad programming. You know?
Man. You know, because whatever you're thinking about, I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's easy, because like, every day you're, you know, you always got something, and you're like, oh, you're fighting over a little hill. But I think some people, they get so caught up into it, and they take their anger out on someone else, and women and men. And it's just like, let's get to the point where we become so self-aware enough to know, hey, this is just a little mountain. We going to get through the mountain, because it ain't death. You know what I mean? If it's not death, we can get over the little mountain. And I think that would help relationships too, because I just know a lot of men don't communicate and stuff. And sometimes I just feel like some of these guys, they need some therapy. And I know therapy is not free. Some guys are like, well, I can't afford that. But, you know, on the West Coast, they got services now where you can get therapy based on your income, you know? So it's different. If you want it bad enough, you'll get it, and you will get, you know, you can get it, and you'll get something that you can afford. So because I do think, and I'm not saying therapy is the end all be all, because sometimes you talk to somebody and still have the same problem, but at least get another person that don't know you, that can't really, you don't feel like can judge you because they don't really know you, and then go home and dissect yourself from what she said or he said, you know? So I think, you know, that's important too, because more therapy for men and women is important. And what has traveling overseas taught you about dating women? I watched this documentary on YouTube a few years ago, and these brothers were saying they were moving over to I think it was Brazil to find their love and all that. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Are women overseas better, or, you know?
No, that hasn't been my experience. What travel around the world taught me is that everywhere you go, people are doing the same thing. Now, maybe things happen differently, but everywhere you go, people are socialized differently. But people basically want the same thing out of life. You know, everyone wants relationships. They want to feel important. They want to be loved. Some of them want a family. Some want, you know, kids. Some want to be a mother. Some want to be a father. But I never subscribed that women are better. Women are different overseas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean they're better. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they're different because of the environment and how they were raised. And that's okay, you know. But at the end of the day, wherever I go, I always say, here I am. And I am who I am.
I knew you as my people. Because wherever you go, there you go. So I love that you said that, because a lot of people think they can move from the state and then life is better. No, if your finances are bad in Virginia, it's going to be bad in Atlanta. So don't, because you got to, it's you, you know, whatever your hustle is and what you believe in, your mental is what's going to happen, you know. And so I like that you said that, because, you know, it's so much false misconception about just, yeah, okay, go get a woman in Brazil, you're good now. No, she has her issues too. She has different things she wants, different beliefs. Like, we saw that show, 90 Day Fiance and all that, yeah, and how people, there's still issues. The woman come and there's still problems. So I think that research is great so people can understand the truth. Like, go research what somebody say. Don't just go and believe it. Go research it, make sure, and go see it for yourself. So yeah, that was a great answer, man. So what type of coaching services you offer? Like, is it matchmaking? Can you get somebody a husband or a wife?
I used to do I used to do a lot of one-on-ones. Up until COVID. And you know, I did the group thing a couple times, but I did a lot of one-on-ones. And I did a lot of groups up until COVID, but you know, lately I just been doing a lot of broadcasting online, and you know, I got the podcast, Love Can't Wait podcast, and everything. But every once in a while, I'll do a one-on-one if someone really serious and they really want to talk about whatever problem they have going on, you know.
Oh, that's good. See, y'all hit him up, man. I mean, he seems like a real level-headed gentleman. So that's good. And you need somebody level-headed to talk to when you're going through stuff. So, and also you're not putting their experiences on you, because sometimes, you know, some people be like, oh, well, I went through this, so you're going to go through that. Not necessarily. Everybody has different experiences and energies. So I love it. So where can people go and check out your YouTube channel? I'll put in the show notes, but you can shout it out as well. Your website, any books you got going on, the upcoming events.
Yeah, my channel, my podcast is Love Can't Wait. And my website is chooseyourrelationships.com. But if you go to my website, chooseyourrelationship.com, you find everything there. But my podcast, if you go to Google and you type in Love Can't Wait podcast, everything will pop up.
Nice. And I'll add everything in my show notes, y'all. Please support this brother. Go subscribe, support him and everything like that, because he's giving some solid advice. He's not being biased. And that's what we need in the community. We need this in the world. So before we go, I always ask every guest this question. What is a saying or quote that you go by?
My life, my game, my show.
Woo woo! That was one of the best. My life, my game, my show. See, y'all can't make this up. A self-fulfilling prophecy. This is your life. This is your show. Plan it how you want. And ladies and men, there's love out here for you. Don't give up. You know, if you're on a dating apps, don't give up. If you get scammers and people sending you trying to ask for money, don't give up. Just keep going. And if it's not for dating apps, aren't for you, go to a nice bar, a nice bar, not a like a ghetto bar. Go somewhere where there's certain people at. If you're like a sapiosexual sexual intellectual, go to certain places, because they're out there. Your person is out there. Believe in it if you want this. And I want to thank Lopez for coming on here, and everybody for jamming with us tonight. Please subscribe to blockinspodcast.com, and also check out Dating Assassins Card Game, where you get 150 questions. Y'all can go ahead and vet y'all potential partner, current partner, and get some and more information about who the heck they are. So that's datingassassin.com. And I want to say thanks, everybody, and be easy.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.